Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
It is Christ. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, yes, rather, who is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Romans 8:34. In our text, Paul asks if there is anyone who can issue a guilty sentence against believers. In light of all Christ has done and the fact that the Father has committed all judgment to the Son, only Christ has the authority to condemn. Will Christ condemn those for whom he died? Obviously not, and Paul gives four reasons why the very suggestion is absurd. First, it is Christ who died. He is the very one who left heaven to die as a substitute for us. True, the wages of sin is death, but Christ died for our sins. Certainly, the one who bore condemnation for us will not turn and condemn us. Second, he has risen again. He did not stay in the grave, but rose victorious, proving that God the Father had accepted his sacrifice. Certainly, the firstborn from the dead, who desires that he might be the firstborn among many brethren, will not turn and thwart his own work and plan. Third, he is even now at the right hand of God, where he is, among other things, preparing a place for us. He intends for us to join him and will not condemn us. One would think he had done enough for us, but no. Fourth, he also makes intercession for us. As long as we, his brethren, still live, he is interceding to God on our behalf. He asks the Father for our acceptance, not for our condemnation. If the only one with authority to condemn will not condemn, then we have the assurance that nothing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe to the Days of Praise podcast on iTunes. And please rate and review this podcast so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you will start each day with Days of Praise.